Both candidates running for New York's 21st congressional district seat are declaring victory following a tempestuous debate on WWNY in Watertown Monday night. New York's 21st congressional district stretches from Plattsburgh west to Watertown and near Syracuse north to the Canadian border. Republican Elise Stefanik, seeking a fourth term, faces a rematch against her 2018 opponent, Democrat Tedra Cobb. Their first televised debate was testy, sometimes sounding like the first presidential debate. The candidates argued and often spoke over each other, the moderator, and panelists, and avoided answering questions. The animosity between the two was apparent as soon as the first question was asked and increased as each question was posed. Panelist John Moore directed a question on the pandemic stimulus to Stefanik.
What can be done to get agreement in Congress, get relief to the North Country people who need it, and shouldn't the public blame both Democrats and Republicans for lack of another bill so far?
I believe we need a bipartisan package that funds K-12 schools, an additional round of the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as increased funding for hospitals and tests. But make no mistake, my opponent will say she supports that. She changed her position on this very issue.
So let's hear from Ms. Cobb.
Tonight, you are going to hear Elise Stefanik say lots of things about me that are just not true.
And you'll hear
Tedra Cobb
running from her record.
I'm going to start. We need more Paycheck Protection Program. And unfortunately, Elise Stefanik says that she's bipartisan, but yet she, this sort of vitriol and argument and sticking her feet in the mud and not working with others to get us what we need.
Tedra Cobb is running from her statements and record, and now she's shifting her position just like she does on guns, on trade, and defense spending.
So, Ms. Cobb, are you shifting your position?
No, of course I'm not.
The hour-long debate kept moderator Jeff Cole on alert, with similar exchanges throughout. Cobb's focus during both her challenges has been health care.
Elise Stefanik has not given you her plan. She's talked about me, but not her plan. She has voted 5 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act and to strip away protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
We deserve better health care that's more affordable. Obamacare is not working. We need to ensure people have covered for pre-existing conditions, can purchase health care across state lines.
But she voted against it.
But my opponent is running from her own campaign platform.
Let me go to Ms. Cobb for a response.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Elise Stefanik voted 5 times. 5 times.
For better health care.
5 times
for better health care.
So
I know you support Medicare for all.
5 times
to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
There
you are running from your
record
on Medicare for all.
No, no, that is Elise Stefanik's record. She voted to take away your health care. Let's be clear.
And let me be clear, my opponent would cancel health care for
everyone. No, I wouldn't. Maybe you need to study a Medicare public option. I have come forward with a plan.
Thank you very much.
Where is your plan?
Cobb avoided a specific answer when asked if she supports the idea of expanding the Supreme Court.
What's happening now is a distrust for the Supreme Court, and that will take years to undo. Now, I am running for Congress. I'm not running for Senate. So therefore, I think this is a great question for the president. And Joe Biden to answer, and for those Senate candidates to answer.
Would you support but in Congress, the court, though?
But in Congress, this isn't going to be a vote that I
yes,
will ever...
But do you have an opinion?
I don't think it's an appropriate opinion. I'm not running for Senate.
Okay, Ms. Stefanik.
So she is fundamentally misinformed. That would have to be updated by the United States Congress. That would be a vote in the House and the Senate. It's not a Senate nomination. Court packing and adding additional seats to the court would come before the House. It's a vote you have to take. I'm opposed to court packing.
Stefanik went on the offense when asked about a New York Times investigation showing President Trump paid just $750 in taxes the year he was elected.
The president is right. He has paid millions of dollars of taxes. I publicly called for him to release his tax returns. My opponent hasn't released any tax returns. I've released multiple tax returns of my own.
Ms. Cobb?
I first want to start by saying Elise Stefanik says that she supports the president in releasing his taxes, but she voted against a bill that would have forced the president, any presidential candidate, from releasing those taxes. I do have my taxes on my website.
Audio is courtesy of WWNY Watertown. The two candidates will debate on MyNBC5 Wednesday evening. A link to the full debate is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.